Retreating to his summer home, I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As investigations continue after classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residence.
President Biden is spending this weekend at his other house in Delaware, his summer house, during the winter.
The president going to his home in Rehoboth Beach today, does that have anything to do with classified documents being found at Wilmington and none being found at Rehoboth?
So as it relates to classified documents, information, which the president takes very, very seriously, I would refer you to the White House counsel office.
President Biden first arrived in Washington as a U.S. senator 50 years ago this month when Richard Nixon was president. 4 years later, Biden sank Jimmy Carter's pick to lead the CIA over the nominee's illegal possession of classified documents he had taken with him from the White House years earlier.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is reportedly expected to step down from his top position in the coming weeks. Sources say Klain has been privately telling colleagues he plans to resign since the midterm elections. Plus, the number of migrants entering the U.S. southern border continues to skyrocket.
Shipping containers topped with razor wire. That's what Governor Abbott's tried to do to get those numbers down. But yet, obviously, they have still been coming. And it's not just those that are being encountered. The smuggling is on the rise, too. An important part of this story, in the span of 6 hours, they foiled three separate smuggling attempts. More than a dozen migrants were recovered and two individuals arrested and charged with human smuggling.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And the fighting between Russia and Ukraine continues.
Once again today, Russia is saying that it has claimed small new villages near the town of Bakhmut. Some of these towns have been hit with rockets, creating big craters and blowing out all of the windows in the homes of some of these small villages where it's really just civilians who live there.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The manhunt is over for five inmates who broke out of a Missouri jail last week, and now authorities are trying to piece together how they pulled it off. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
The St. Francis County Sheriff's Department Saturday confirming all five men are now in custody thanks to a joint manhunt with local officials and the U.S. Marshals Service. The department says four of those inmates from St. Francis County Detention Center were captured in Ohio, among them three known sex offenders. This comes after one of the escapees, Michael Wilkins, was returned to custody on Friday after he was reportedly spotted alone at a bar in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, when someone contacted authorities. He's being held at the St. Francis County Detention Center without bond. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And authorities in southwestern Indiana say a 25-year-old man opened fire in a Walmart store, injuring at least one person before officers fatally shot him. Evansville Police Department Sergeant Anna Gray on Friday identified the gunman as Ronald Ray Mosley II. Mosley, who had previously worked at the store in Evansville, entered a nightly team meeting with a gun and told a group of about a dozen people to line up against the wall, and chaos ensued. Police say the shooting lasted about 15 minutes Thursday. A female Walmart employee was shot and taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, parents are looking for someone to hold accountable as multiple Virginia public schools withhold merit scholarships from students.
This week, the U.S. Department of Education told Fox Business that the National Merit Scholars Program is not run by the department, so decisions about notifying students of recognition are made at the local level. And at the local level, there are calls that educators in Virginia who failed to notify students of National Merit Award status be fired. Now, this comes as 17 public schools across three Virginia counties admitted they failed to immediately tell students about their recognition. Parents say it cost their kids the chance to include the accolade on college applications.
Fox's Lydia Hu, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.